This time I would move to approve the year 2001-2003 tentative agreements reached by the state of Wisconsin.
Those words from Joint Committee on Employment Relations co-chair Alan Lassay are words state union workers have been waiting to hear. More than 30,000 of them have gone nearly 2 years without a pay raise. Their 2001-2003 contracts call for a total 5.5% wage increase, all now retroactive. Food safety inspector Marty Corain was among a full house of union workers who came to the Capitol for the vote.
It's about time. I mean, the contract runs out June 30th.
The head of the state's largest union, Marty Beal, says he won't exhale until the ink is dry on the governor's signature.
It's good to get over the first hurdle, albeit months too late.
Beal says his members have been patient. Senate leaders of both parties are thankful for that. Senators Mary Panzer and John Erpenbach.
I do want to thank state employees for staying on the job and being responsible in these very difficult budget times we're having. We do appreciate it.
To the state employees who stayed on the job and were patient, thank you, including Trooper Marquardt, who was doing his job and pulling me over.
But not everyone is laughing. Assembly Majority Leader Republican Steve Foti was the lone no vote on the contracts.
The economy hasn't changed. There are still layoffs all across the state. There are still job closings in this state. And I think that at that time it isn't appropriate for us to give state employees a pay raise.
Foti's colleagues, who switched their votes from February and now approve the contracts, say movement on health care changed their minds. The administration drew up a pay plan for non-union state workers that includes employee co-pays up to $250 a month for the most expensive family health coverage. The committee passed that non-union plan. Some members hope it serves as a template for the next round of union contract talks. Rank and file say don't count on it. Marty Corain says he knows his union won't budge.
The committee made a huge mistake. They've antagonized many of state employees, especially their state employees who tend to be Republican.
But Republican leader Steve Foti remains poised to play hardball.
I think the numbers are a step in the right direction. Let us remember it was just 2 years ago that we were asking for a $10 copay. Now we're talking about a minimum of a $62 copay. That's a big step. Maybe the union should have looked at the $10 when they had the opportunity.
On the old contracts, the Senate and Assembly are expected to vote on them Tuesday, and if passed, as expected, send them to the governor. Frederica Freiberg, Wisconsin Public Radio.